You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. I have three goals for today's show: play Canadian music, play Indigenous music, and share a super special interview with local musician Tara Raja about her upcoming Culture Days performance. I was really excited to chat with Tara about her art, her history, and her experience both as a student and a teacher. So stay tuned for that interview coming up real soon. In the second half of the show, I want to talk about National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, which is this Thursday, September 30th. I'll share some resources and events that I found, and I'll play some extremely talented Indigenous musicians. Let's dive right into this jam-packed schedule, starting off with some local pop music. Kid Monday has a brand new song. It's called Sherry, and it's about being in a long-distance relationship. Kid Monday is actually playing a show this week, Friday, at the Ada, which is at 555 Gore. So if you like this tune, go check him out on Friday. Here is Kid Monday with Sherry on CITR 101.9 FM.
With thoughts in perfume bottles, I want to get comfortable in pillowy clouds of knowledge. I want to get drunk off opinions from strangers' tongues, lap up at pools of biased facts and made-up news. I've got a mouth waiting many corks down your throat? Cough something up and tell me a joke. Knock, knock, I don't care if you blow it. Why is everything censored? POC nipples and homosexuals. Strip the place of this bullshit. Oh, I'm so sick of this. Cause who's to say what is right?
A little louder, come on.
And what's the harm in a little false inside?
Give me more.
I've got a mouth waiting to suck every consonant from your lips. Ooh, give me something sugar.
Did you know that men can lactate? Or that wombats poop in squares? The Beatles couldn't read sheet music, and sometimes they wear boxers that it got from the thrift store's underwear. Numina ultramicroscopic silicobaconiosis is the longest word in our dictionary. On the contrary, I'll probably never use it in conversation. It's just kind of a flex, I guess. Anyways, the thing is, I like to ask people stupid questions. For example, I asked my friend Brahman what her favorite toe is, and she said the pinky toe, because it's basically a big knuckle. And I encourage you to do the same. Fill your brain with useless phrases until it bursts, and the viscous gunk of what remains trickles down into someone's iced vanilla almond milk latte up a metal straw and finds its way into their cranium. Interact with the people around you. God, don't you want to know more than just a name and a face? Ask a question. Learn a lesson. Keep each other entertained.
That was Izzy Senadiz. That song was called Insight, and it's from their album Freshly Squeezed. Izzy will be playing a set with Kid Monday this Friday, October 1st, at the Ada, which is at 555 Gore. I believe it is a restaurant. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. I am Nina Panini, and now I want to talk about Culture Days. So happening from September 24th to October 24th is BC Culture Days. It's a celebration of the arts, and there are hundreds of free performances and events happening throughout the province. Check out culturedays.ca for all the events. And I want to highlight one event happening this weekend. It's called Environmental Vibrations, taking place Saturday, October 2nd at the Port Coquitlam Community Center. I had the privilege of speaking with the creator of this piece, Tara Raja. As a Culture Days ambassador, Tara created the community-based art project Environmental Vibrations, an exploration of what home means, using the migration of birds as a representation of the global movement of peoples. The performance involves Tara playing improvisations on the cello while a dancer interacts with the participants to interpret the music into movements. Here is my interview with BC Culture Days Ambassador Tara Raja.
Tara Raja is a classically trained cellist with a practice that includes experimental music and community-engaged performance. She obtained her Bachelor of Music from UVic and is currently working towards her Bachelor of Education at UBC. When she's not studying, you can find Tara teaching cello lessons, playing in the Harmonia Chamber Orchestra, or performing at various youth and community-oriented events, such as her upcoming Culture Days project, Environmental Vibrations. So, hello, Tara. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me today. I'm very excited about this interview. So, tell us, first, just tell us a little bit about your project. So, what does your performance involve?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So my project, Environmental Vibrations, is a child-friendly performance project that explores kind of my story of migration to Canada. It explores the idea of home and how As an immigrant, you leave one home to come and find a new home. And it relates the idea of the global movement of people to that of the migration of birds and encourages participants to reflect on the environment they call home through dance and music. So yeah, the performance will feature dancer Kira Radosovic moving to my improvisations on the cello, and it will be followed by a family-friendly visual art workshop.
So I understand that you had a mentor for the project. Do you want to talk to me a bit about your mentor and also your collaborator, Kira?
Yeah, so my mentor, Julie LaBelle in Foolish Operations, I've been working with them since 2016, and she kind of was the one to first introduce me to community-engaged art, and I kind of got to know that world through her, and I thought she would be a great mentor to guide me through my first project, where I am the one kind of creating my ideas and bringing them to life. And also I've been mentored by other members of Foolish Operations. I've had dancers from the team and composers help me with my music and more with the dramaturgy of the dance. Yeah, and Kira Radosovic, my collaborator, she's an amazing dancer and I've known her since grade 3. So this also feels, just working with her and having that connection with her, one of my first friends coming to Canada, it makes the project even more special.
So obviously dance and music go really well together. However, as a cellist, your performance experience has mostly been in orchestras, which is quite a different format from this performance. So talk to me about the adjustments you had to make in order to create a performance in this more improvisational, multidisciplinary realm.
Yeah, good question. So playing with orchestras, usually you have your music and you practice it and then you come together and practice it as a group and then perform. So everything is pretty, it's right there in front of you. There's nothing really to think about other than practicing and the notes that you have to play. But with this, with improvisation and this performance, it's figuring out how to make my ideas come to life. So that part, I think, is very different. And it also allows you to be more creative and show a little bit more of who you are as a musician. So this performance will kind of bring sounds and movements together. So that's another thing, I'm able to work with other medium.
Which type of performance feels more natural for you, like playing in an orchestra or these sorts of like community events that are like outdoors and maybe like the audience is engaged and the audience actually becomes part of the performance too? Like which sort of format makes more sense to you?
Yeah, I do enjoy both formats, but I definitely really love engaging more with the audience and having that interactive moment. Like playing with an orchestra is really fun too, because you're playing with a group. They're both really fun.
They both have value.
Yeah, they both have their own value. But I guess community engaged performance work, it's nice because it's usually more unpredictable. And I like that you never know who your audience is going to be, how the audience is going to react with the piece, which you don't get as much in a formal setting when you're watching an orchestra and the audience is sitting in one spot and you're sitting in another spot.
But you like the unpredictability. Most people would be like, I don't know, scared of that. Like things could go wrong or I don't know. How do you practice for unpredictability? But you like it?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I don't need to practice. So although I do have an idea of what I want to do, but it kind of works with the improvisation I'm doing. So what I see, I will improvise with it. And that feels more natural in a way.
Right.
Although, and it never feels like I'm stuck because the audience always brings something to the scene which I can play off of. Mm-hmm. And I really like that. And that's something, again, that I learned from my mentor, Julie LaBelle. And something me and Kira are trying to bring out in this piece.
So the environment in which you're playing, like, totally adds to the performance. Do you want to talk to me a bit about the title of the piece? It's called Environmental Vibrations. So, like, what does this mean exactly to you?
Yeah, so that title came about... I didn't know too much at first what exactly I wanted to do and the theme I wanted to explore, but I knew that it was going to be about environment and the environments I have experienced. So the word environmental makes sense. And then vibrations, because I am a musician, vibrations is a big part of music. And also, I think it relates to your environment. Mm-hmm. So kind of the vibrations of where you are and how you work with them and adjust with them. When you're moving from one place to another, the vibrations will change within each space.
So the musical improvisation takes as its point of departure the Malaysian folk tune Jingli Nona. Why did you choose this song? Does it have a special importance to you?
Yeah, so in my piece, I'm referencing two places, so where I came from and where I ended up. So where I came from, this piece is, yeah, a folk song, a Malaysian folk song of Malacca Portuguese origins. And it's a song that a lot of Malaysians know and play. And it's something my dad introduced me to through his artwork, actually. So I actually play this in his performance art. And yeah, it's a song that brings me to Malaysia, if that makes sense.
So your performance will bring together different sounds and movements that represent the journey of leaving and arriving home. As someone who was not born here and whose family ties can be traced to numerous places around the world, what does the concept of home mean to you, and why did you want to incorporate that into this performance?
Oof, big question. Yeah, so home means kind of where you feel comfortable and where your family is. So having to leave Malaysia, we had to leave a lot of family, a lot of friends, but realizing that we're coming here for a better quality of life and knowing that we can make new friends, new family. Like, Malaysia is still with me through the things I maybe do, I eat, I listen to, and I can always go back. Yeah, it does get confusing because although born in Malaysia, I am of Tamil and English descent. So I have ties to Sri Lanka, I have ties to England, and family have immigrated from Sri Lanka to Australia. So family is everywhere. So yeah, that gets complicated when I try and say, oh, home is one place. Because it never will be one place for me. It will be everywhere. And that's what I want my piece to kind of show, that there's this person, Bird, kind of going from one home to another. And she realizes she needs to make that transition because this one home isn't giving her the best quality of life. So she has to go find a new home, but is still not going to completely let go of where she left.
So talk to me a bit more about birds. Like, how did you get on the bird topic here?
So I've been, like I said earlier, I've been working with my mentor, Julie LaBelle, and she has been creating this work called Moving, Resting, Nesting, which its main theme is birds, and she's studied birds and the idea that birds move, they rest and they nest, and kind of creating movement around that, and even a story. I had the story of migration. I thought, okay, birds, when they don't have what they need in one place, they have to migrate. Say the season changes, they have to migrate to go find food and survive in another place. So they go and travel, and I wanted to make that connection with the bird and my story, and it works well with the theme of moving, resting, nesting.
So do you have any plans for future projects after you're done with this one?
I would love to kind of extend this piece and see where else it can bring me. Coming here as an immigrant, something that's kind of unspoken in the piece is that when I come here as an immigrant, I'm coming to Canada and we're not really told about what Canada really is. So it seems simple that I'm coming here, I'm creating a new home, but really I'm coming to unceded territory, which is something when I was growing up, like coming here 18 years ago, we weren't really told about. And now finally knowing more about it makes this immigration story a little more complex. And I would love to explore that more and seeing how we could go further with that.
So you're in the midst of completing your Bachelor of Education. So you're not a school teacher quite yet, but you are already a teacher. You give cello lessons. Just tell me a bit about, like, I mean, you probably never thought, like, I do music, like, one day I'm going to teach as well. Like, I don't know, what has, like, the process of becoming a teacher been like or changed your perspective in any way for you?
Yeah, I guess being a teacher is it's definitely eye-opening. It becomes, you're kind of preparing the youngsters for the world, and knowing now as we're knowing more and more about our own environment in Canada, it's up to us teachers to teach well what Canada, the history of Canada, and especially from an Indigenous perspective. And I think that's something that I would like to explore more in my teaching journey.
Do you like being a teacher? Do you think it's something that you have to learn to like? I don't know, it didn't really seem like you were incredibly passionate right off the bat, like, I'm gonna be a teacher. Mm-hmm. You kind of just like ended up finding yourself on this route, and now here you are.
Yeah, so I think, I know first coming out of high school, I don't think teaching was the first thing I thought of, like, as a career path. But through my undergrad, I got to get the experience of working with kids and also working with Julie in community engaged art and working with kids through that. And I can see that they learn so much through being creative and having that space and opportunity to show off their creativity in a way, which is something I want to incorporate into my teaching once I go further and to start teaching in the classroom.
So your event is just one of many, like BC Culture Days features a lot of other ambassadors and events, right?
Yeah, so there are plenty of other events happening of all sorts and of all cultures. I especially encourage people to go check out the Indigenous events happening, especially this week. And yeah, it will be a great way to explore BC's culture and art. So Culture Days is happening from September 24th to October 24th. And just, yeah, if you have any free time, go check out some art.
All right, be sure to check out Tara's Culture Days performance happening this Saturday, October 2nd at Port Coquitlam Community Center. It starts at 1 p.m. and goes till 5. Well, Tara, thank you so much for speaking with me. I'm really excited for your performance. I know it's designed for children, but I'm allowed to watch it, right?
Yeah, you can come.
I'm a leap day baby, so I'm like 6, so I fit the age group.
Oh yeah, that's the perfect age.
I have such an admiration for you as a musician and a teacher. Like, you just bring so much positivity to this world. Yeah, you're just the best. Thank you so much for taking the time with me. If people want to find out more about you, they can go to your website, which is Taraja, T-A-R-A-J-A-H, weebly.com. And if people want cello lessons from you, they can hit you up on there, right? And you teach cello lessons to anyone, any age group.
Every age, come and play some cello.
Beginners, yeah?
Yeah, beginners
are good.
Thanks again, Tara, for letting me interview you. If you listen closely to this next track, you may be able to hear some smooth string playing by none other than Tara Raja and her cello, formerly known as Feng Shui, but now simply known as Shui, from their 2021 release, Shui 2 Cyber Soul. This is the song Special.
So important to me, especially when you speak unexpectedly. That's because your words are special, and I think your thoughts are special too. Everything you do is so important to me, even if you think it's unimportantly. That's because your moves are special, and I think your thoughts are special. So important to me, especially when you speak unexpectedly. That's because your words are special, and I think your thoughts are special too. Everything you do is so important to me, even if you think it's unimportant. That's because your moves are special, and I think your thoughts are special too. And I think your words are special.
Listening to 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey Society is a critical support service for sex workers located at 148 West Hastings in Vancouver. PACE operates under a harm reduction model, recognizing that sex work is work, and provides non-judgmental support. PACE's peer-driven services recognize the importance of peer-to-peer support and include a drop-in, one-to-one support, health navigation, outreach, occupational health and safety training, and transgender programming, including our gender self-determination project. PACE Society, by, with, and for sex workers since 1994.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. This next song is by Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations. It's called Survive and Honor.
Survive!
Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations. That was Survive and Honor from their album Indigifunk. This is Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. So this Thursday, September 30th, is the first annual Day for Truth and Reconciliation. I believe that living here on unceded land as a settler, we should be constantly making efforts to educate ourselves, listen, learn, reflect, and take action. But that's especially what this holiday is for. So one resource that I found is actually on the BC Culture Days website. They have a great long list of resources about National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, and it's grouped into different sections for starting points, events to attend, things to read, listen to, watch, and support. One of these starting points is a free ebook called Whose Land Is It Anyway? A Manual for Decolonization. And I'd like to share two quotations from that book. So here's the first one. A notion of reconciliation that rearranges political orders, reforms legalities, and promotes economics is still colonial unless and until it centers our relationship to the land. Without a return of land to our nations and comprehensive financial support for Indigenous youth to reclaim, rename, and reoccupy their homelands, to do what they need to do to ensure their own and coming generations' survival as real people, reconciliation is recolonization. Words of Taike Alfred. The second one is this. We cannot solve these problems with a new program or new services administered from Ottawa or by Ottawa's agents in our communities, or by giving us hugs or tearing up when you speak of our misery. There is only one program to solve this dependency and despair, and that is to get rid of the deadening weight of the colonialism that causes it, for us to once again have access to our land. Words of Arthur Manuel. I want to play Indigenous music now because there's so much of it and it's so amazing. Local musician Nimkish has an album recently released called Damage Control. This song is The Lone Wolf featuring Edzi U. Here's Nimkish on CITR.
Dreams.
TJ Felix with White Sage Bubblegum. Before that, Status Non-Status with their song Find a Home. This is Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Another great resource for learning about decolonization and improving your understanding and practice of cultural safety is to attend a workshop hosted by Nahani Creative. On September 30th, they're launching a series of on-demand, one-hour-long workshops, so you can spend Truth and Reconciliation Day learning about territorial acknowledgments, cultural protocols, empathy and safety, decolonizing practices, etiquette for allies, and lots more, all from a Squamish matriarchal-led organization. Find all of the workshops and more info at decolonizeeverything.org. Next up, I want to play a song from Prado, one of my absolute favorites. This is Prado with the song Steven on CITR.
I'm nice as Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Wide in the space, wide in the face, why do they hate? Trying to win a race, but who's leading? Who's beating? Who's leading? Who's beating? Eldest Eden with heating, serve first eating, government scheming, young family healing, in the language dreaming, but collective records say we are better, connected to seasons and weather, talking circle, past the feather, circle is wrong, who's really wrong, did the wrong, sing the songs, make us strong, come along, decolonize, re-indigenize, no mistake, rematriate, no mistake, rematriate. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Defend till the end, red till the end, energy bend, spend till the weekend. My energy bending, sending to the universe, always rehearse, practice ceremony, with ancestors never lonely, love turquoise and abalone, one heart, one mind. Take it as a sign, read between the lines. Stay strong, women warrior song. In the streets, sing along. Rip and skirt, don't hurt. No consent, assert. Our rights, our facts, our lights. BIPOC is the truth. BIPOC is the roots. BIPOC is the truth. BIPOC is the roots. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Red in my waist, red in my days, red in my phrase, red is okay. Red, life give us. 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 Red, life give us.
From the album Righteous Empowered Daughter, by JB the First Lady, that was the song Red. That is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for listening to Deliberate Noise. Tune in again next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise. Thank you especially to my special interview guest, Tara. And you can hear the full podcast of this episode and all past episodes up at citr.ca. Just search for Deliberate Noise. Remember to check out culturedays.ca for arts events ongoing for the next month. And remember that Thursday is National Truth and Reconciliation Day, so remember to take some time to reflect, listen, learn, do what you need to do. I'm going to end with a song I've played before. I just really like it. It's very fun. It's Missy D, and it's called Delete My Number. Thank you, and enjoy your Monday evening.
Should I talk about this? I mean, if you can't be there for me, mm-hmm. And I mean, if you can't communicate, I mean, if you can't touch the right buttons, then delete my number. Delete my number. Yeah. Delete my number. Without you, my Wi-Fi is stronger. My battery's low, but I'm wounded. Sorry, the number you're dialing is no longer. Delete my number. Without you, my Wi-Fi is stronger. My battery's low, but I'm wounded. Sorry, the number you're dialing is no longer. Might delete later, but I'm feeling kinda cute. That je ne sais quoi got me texting rendezvous. Sending and you really coming soon. Alexa, play hers, coming through. Playing those games, I can Xbox you. We want different things, there goes my trust issues. Leaving at the door, it's a different kind of opening. That's right, this company is hiring. What you mean, what you need, what you want then? Give me a good heart, a magical something. Some call Xbox, Bubba call it this booty. If we fall apart, you might wanna delete my number. Without you, my Wi-Fi is stronger. My battery's low, but I'm wounded. Sorry, the number you're dialing is no longer. Delete my number. Without you, my Wi-Fi is stronger. My battery's low, but I'm wounded. Sorry, the number you're dialing is no longer. Delete my number. Hey, delete my number.
telling them to like ghost me or anything. I don't want that. I just want you to like either say bye when you need to say bye or like bye. Stop playing games, you know?
Delete my number. Without you, my Wi-Fi is stronger. My battery's low, but I'm on it. Sorry, the number you're dialing is no longer. Delete my number. Without you, my Wi-Fi is stronger. My battery's low, but I'm on it. Sorry, the number you're dialing is no longer.
That's why you better call up Tyrone. Hey, woo. I'm sorry I can't come to the phone. Woo. I said you better call up Tyrone. Hey, I'm sorry I can't come to the phone. Nah. So you can leave me a message or get the beep out of my life. Too much. Maybe I just need to sing it to them, David.
Okay.
Let me do this. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Delete my number. Without you, my Wi-Fi stronger. My battery's low, but I'm on it. Sorry, the number you're dialing is no longer. So yeah, delete my number. Delete my Instagram. Delete my Snapchat.
What?
Or if you're a fan, add me on Instagram. Add me on TikTok. On Snapchat. I miss even music, you know? And maybe I might give you my number.